Welcome back to Life of a Loser Presents. I am your host, Andrew Edward. Today's episode involves three people other than myself. That is four people in all. Yes, it's back by popular demand, and by popular I mean I don't really know who actually wants it, but I know that it's fun to do. We have a roundtable, a roommate roundtable. With this was recorded back in March of this year, which is 5 or so months ago, quite some time ago. Which means one of the three roommates no longer lives in this house. They're no longer a part of the situation. They're out gallivanting the globe. And by the globe, I mean like Wyoming or something. I think it might be Utah. It's hard to tell with people's lives these days, you know? Postcards. Along with that. So, this person is no longer here, but that's fine. Because we wish him the best in his future endeavors out there in the big guy world. So, here is the episode, Roommate Roundtable, featuring co-host and myself. Let's get into it. Still trying to figure out a way to do an introduction without making it feel like it's two introductions in a row. You can do it. Thanks, dude. I'm actually just talking right now, so that's how that works. I'm trying to just make it seem like it's natural. I'm going to go straight into what's it called? What are these called? Introductions. This is a good time to do this. Thank you for bringing us all here today under one roof. Lord. All right. I think I should introduce you first because you're the co-host, right?
Right.
You know what? The co-host is here. At a young age, she stood in a room, bloody, declaring, "I slept here. This is my claim."
What?
The police.
Sorry. We're gonna learn about trauma.
I'll do it again. Hold on. At a young age, she stood in her room, bloody, declaring, "I slept here. This is my claim." The police stood in horror and were also really into it. Like, wow, she's good. 2 years later, she rode her horse into town past her 4,885 acres of land. Land that she acquired from the blood, sweat, and taint sweat.
What?
It's Michaela. Sorry. Michaela, how you doing?
That is true. You look really concerned. I'm doing well.
Thank you. I will now introduce...
I don't know if I'll be welcome back anymore because you're really concerned.
About the acres that you claim through taint sweat and such? Okay, you ready for the second introduction here?
Yeah, I can't wait to see who it is.
Forged from steel at a young age, this first guest had the Lord himself say, "Yep." He once slept in a cocoon and became the man he is today, a man's man. This is him, he is he. When he graduated from preschool, the teacher proposed that he go straight to hell to redeem souls. It's Eric. Eric's here. Hey, Eric, how you doing?
I'm glad you used the intro that I gave you.
Thank you. Yeah. That 5 minutes ridiculous. We wasted while you were eating ASMR. Was it Crab Rangoon's, really?
Crab Rangoon and an egg roll.
Mm-hmm. You ready for the third guest's introduction?
So ready.
The world wasn't ready when this man was brought into the world. He once held hands with himself, declaring, "Why not? Why not this? Why not me? Why not life?
Yes.
I must, for I will, and I will, because I can."
Yes.
The man, the people in the streets around him said, "You good?" He stands here today on 2 feet and a bum shin, 2 legs and a bad back. He is alive, and he is a man that buys couches for non-specific, unrelated reasons. We got Jacob here, too. Jacob, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great.
All right.
I love that introduction. You nailed me.
Thanks. I started doing these awkward introductions recently for a different podcast, and I was like, let's just make people seem like they're potentially killers or more interesting. I mean, you guys live probably very interesting lives,
oh, yeah.
You know?
Super, super interesting.
So I was like, why not? People already know my backstory. It's pretty crazy. I once did things for fun. So, Michaela, why are we here today? I'm going to give it to you.
Hello, we are here for another roommate roundtable as their time as roommates is coming to an end soon. So, you know, had to do another one.
I agree. Just hold it in front of me. like I'm the
I told you I was shaking hands.
I'm the host of a show. All right, so we're just going to go straight into it. We have the guest here. It's the roommates. We've been living together for about how long? Maybe a year and 2 months? 3 months? We moved in December of 2019. 2020? I don't know. 2019, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I can't think of how it is. And, yeah, we were thrown together from just pure unsure of what's going to happen in life. We were like, oh, shit, you guys need a place to live? Let's live together. So that's what happened. Yep. That's how this whole... monotony? That's not the word I want. Menagerie?
Was you know, monogamy, together. You know? We're just real close.
Yes. It all started out with myself. I was living with three women. How you guys doing? I talked to two. I never talked to the third one. How you doing, third? I hope you're doing well. There's no way she's going to hear this. And then... these boys were, you know, in town. This is my point of view. My friend, former friend, I guess we're not friends, I don't know that's true anymore. Hannah was like, Eric needs a place to stay. I was like, oh, I'll ask him. She was like, he has a guy he's talking to right now. Very platonic. yes. And then they were going to be roommates, and I was like, yeah, I'll need a third. And then Eric found this beautiful home. Looking through Zillow. I don't know what it was. Wait, how'd you find it?
Zillow.
And he met the man, who her name is Randall.
Randy!
I don't actually know if his name is Randall, but I'm assuming Randy is short for Randall.
Safe to assume.
And then, you know, we all got together in your party, and then we're like, hey, maybe? And we're like, yeah, I guess.
What can I say? I have a knack for bringing people together.
Yeah, and then it became official on a day, morning of, we were at a FedEx. And he was just talking to us for a while. I'm like, can we just sign the papers? I'm tired, bro. This is early in the morning, bro. And that's what happened. That's my version of it. First time I entered this house, Jacob's just bloody, cutting up meats, and that's it from there.
Yep. Drinking whiskey,
yeah.
Cutting up dead animals, and playing Gregorian chant. It was a vibe. Sorry you had to walk in on that.
Did I bring Kelsey, my old roommate, that...
She was very scared. I mean, I had a logical explanation for all of it, but it doesn't matter.
Someone asked me about the... Oh, it was Liz. She asked me about the meat grinder recently. She was like, does that actually have a meat grinder? I'm like, it's just been there.
It does.
It's not grinding anything for more than a year. It's just sitting there.
Definitely have a meat grinder in there that I have used.
Eric, what was the desperation for this home for you?
I needed a place to live.
I love
Cheeks.
It.
You guys, it's pretty close to just getting a two-bedroom and just saying who wants it. It was pretty close.
Just putting it in the air, you're like, hey, if somebody needs it, I'm here.
And then this three-bedroom, three-bath came available, and Randall, seemed like a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, when he texted, I forget, remember this part, when he texted us about the place, he was like, there's some parts about it, there's the... That part over by the light switch that's falling apart. This wall is crazy.
The cardboard wall.
Yeah, that hole behind this chair, like next to the air vent.
Yeah,
the refrigerator is falling apart.
Few things.
And then I was like, you know what? Grew up in a neighborhood like this. That's my house.
This is it.
this is where I've lived my whole life. I'm cool with this idea.
You feel at home. Don't worry, Randy.
The last place I lived, even though I lived with three people, I was like, too fancy. Even though I lived in the dining room, I was like, too fancy for me.
Yeah. Haven't had any bullets come through that. Walls yet, so
yeah, I've been waiting.
It's
for
been,
it.
You know,
it's been
an improvement.
Sorry, I don't know over my child. And Jacob, how'd you find the home? How did you find Eric? Was it through a mutual friend or it had?
It was through a person with a name like Voldemort. We don't say in this house.
Could you imagine? Yeah, get it. Shout out to you if you're listening.
Oh,
you know who you are.
Know.
I'm kidding.
Mutual friend groups.
They dropped me from.
He was also former seminarian, so it just kind of made sense.
Worked out.
And you, the former, absolutely never going into the seminary.
Not,
still,
you
absolutely
know, I,
never
I,
going
I
into the seminary.
It,
correct.
But then I was like, too selfish.
That's close.
Love me. I was like, maybe that's why. I became Catholic. And I was single for like two more years, and then I was like, nah, that's just my probably just me.
Yeah, I got you though. You know, I relate. I'm in the never going back category. So
never going back,
Never going back, never been. It's the same vibe.
No kids, never married. Never going back, never been.
Yep. This sounds like my Maury. Like, it's not my child. I never had him. Never going back. To him. But yeah, it's good. You, I feel like we've given a proper introduction of how we've all become. Actually, I don't want to talk. Never mind. There was a part that made me used to laugh at what they used to say, but I don't feel like it's
say
appropriate,
it.
So I better
Do
hold
it.
Off on that.
Go for it.
Say it.
Well, they said, okay, and we respect everyone. That's always a great way, that's always a great way to start.
Oh, no.
They said...
All right.
They said maybe we shouldn't room together because two seminarians rooming together usually makes people think, you know...
He's not wrong.
And then when they told me that, I was like, that's actually kind of funny. Like, I'm laughing right now. And I'm like, oh no, what are people thinking about me? Holy shit, I just moved in. I was like, oh no.
I just moved in with this.
You made it not weird. You made it not weird.
Yeah, I made it not weird.
Three is a party.
Alright, if you know Andrew, he's really good at making situations weird, but this is the one time he made it not weird. Let's all be proud.
Yay.
Cheers.
We're going to pretend, oh, yeah. We're gonna pretend,
you know,
that
funny?
They're round of applauding for you right now.
My sister was telling me, like, when she was listening to the one we did, the first one, she was like, she's there just to, like, correct you, huh? Because I said something that was, like, very politically incorrect, she was like, she was there to, like, make sure you didn't go too far off the rails, wasn't she? I'm like, I guess, I didn't think I was that bad. She was like, you said some messed up stuff. So that's, you know, if I didn't make it weird, it's because you're here to correct it, so thank you.
Okay.
Round of applause for you as well.
Alrighty then, it's a round table, so let's get to how did I find this out? Let's see, I had a really bad day, or a really bad weekend at my job, and I texted my good friend Andrew and said, hey, you got a nice porch, can we drink on it tomorrow night? And thus began Front Porch Mondays, so.
That's why we got the house, to have friends over. To have people on the porch.
Alrighty, it's a round table. You know what's up. I'm about to ask some questions. We're gonna get real deep into y'all's souls. First one is a throwback to a conversation that we had in this very living room many moons ago.
This living room?
Ooh. If
no,
you...
This one, you had the futon in it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
If you had to be taxidermied and posed after you died, what pose would you want to be in?
This is a great question. Great question.
I still have the note in my phone of what y'all answered last time, so remember. I can know if y'all changed
compare
your
answer. Compare and contrast, yeah. See if we're willing to embarrass ourselves
which
less
one
this
of you
time.
Would like to, who would like to go first? I feel
it's
like
by the same order, whatever lower last time.
I'm saying, I remember mine pretty well. I'm pretty sure I'm on the toilet. I have a box of pizza, and I'm also because like what I do mostly on the toilet, I'm watching YouTube.
Yeah.
So I'm just doing all three of those things. But also it's because my father used to tell me when I was a kid, he's like, you do three things, son, really well. You eat, you sleep, and you shit. So I can't like show that I'm sleepy in that situation, but that would be what it is right there. And then that's just an homage to my life as an adult.
The results are in. Your answer has not changed.
Yes. I knew it. Was it YouTube? Did I say that specifically? Yeah. I still got it. For no reason. Nothing to be proud of. All right, cool. All
right, who's next?
All right, I vote Eric. Eric, go.
I think if I remember correctly, Jake and I's answers were just vague enough to be misconstrued.
Oh, yeah, you were right.
I said, I think I'd be hanging up in a tree.
Care to elaborate?
Further explanation. Hanging, like... Like, as like, if I'm climbing, playfully.
That's true.
Hanging out, chilling in a tree, not hanging.
Good to know.
Hanging in a tree, not from a tree.
Yes.
Yes.
So, I think that would help be remembered.
You know, I think...
The results are in, your answer has not changed.
Okay.
You know, I think mine was really vague at first, but I do specifically remember mentioning last time... The character from Mr. Deeds, the uncle, the great uncle, who rose up out of the casket, frozen, after being, after dying on the mountaintop. So they open the casket. That's how I want to be posed, is as that guy. So like, you open the casket, and I like pop up with the flag, and just like, yes, I did it. I've accomplished something with my life, and I died. So
what flag were you gonna hold?
Just a summit flag. I don't know. Did I
also? That was not your answer.
Oh man!
I didn't think that was...
So your answer, do you want to know what your answer was? I don't know.
I do. I 100% want to know what my answer was.
So the reason that I saved this is because then y'all were like, oh, we could have another painting of it. So your answer was dumping a girl in the river after after an excursion. Care to elaborate on that?
All right. So I went hiking with a friend. And it was very cold. It was like 20 degrees outside. And she did not come prepared. So at several points at river crossings, I had to carry her across the river. Well, the third and final river crossing, it was very slick in the middle. And I got out to the middle of the river. And yeah, I was like, oh, this is bad. And yeah. Ended up slipping and falling. I held her above the water for just a bit before saying, really sorry, there's no way out of this, you're going in. And she got dumped in the river.
I do remember this day because I came home and I was like just chilling in my room, and then he knocked and he's like, can I get some laundry? I'm like, cool, yeah, go for it. And then she like runs up, she's like, he threw me in the river. I was like, damn, bro. Like the fact that this girl wasn't going to hold back. I didn't ask why she was wearing, like, way too big of clothes. I was like, what's up? Like, but she was like, he threw me in the river. I was like, yo, what's your problem? Let's go in the river. Cool. How do you throw this girl in the river? A painting.
You know, everybody has hobbies. So my note says... Let me find it back.
Oh, man. You couldn't have gone with the Mr. Deeds one?
My note says, painting, ? Andrew shitting with a pizza, ? Eric hanging from a tree, ? Jacob dumping a girl in the river, ?
I feel like it's escalated quickly.
You know, a good throwback. Another throwback question that I think I've asked all of you before, maybe.
I don't know.
If Shrek were to wear an earring, where would he wear the earring from? Would it be at the base of his ear, the end of his ear, or in the middle?
Oh, yeah.
He would wear it on that little flappy bit right in the middle.
Oh, what's that ring called? Like, this part.
The...
No, I mean, like, on a human ear. Like,
yeah, the... I don't know.
Okay. Stapes is inside the ear.
Good for us.
I said...
at the little flappy bit.
Because his ear goes out there, it would be on, like... It would just be like this. Like, if my ear had a long part, it would just be, like, there, but out on the edge.
So, like, the bottom of the
bottom
end.
The end.
Okay.
I said the end. The far end.
Right. Unless he was doing, like, gauges or something.
Okay, see, they're correct. My problem... Could you imagine Shrek with gauges? Like, yes, that is what he said last time. But, so my problem with, like, him wearing it on the end, I don't know a lot about the, you know, structure of Shrek's ear as I would like to. Would it bend or break if he tried to wear some dope hoops?
You know, I feel like he's really flexible.
If you know the answers to my Shrek questions, hit me up.
I feel like he's secretly a gymnast. He's really doing the splits all the time. He's just really flexible.
Do you think the long part is, like, flappy?
I don't know. So, like, it sticks up. But if you put something that's, like, weighted on the outside out there, then, like, it'll bend. But, like, will it bend or will it break?
I think it's, like, if you put an earring on a dog. Their ears are floppy when they're young, but, like, it gets strong enough to just hold it up.
Hmm.
Like, it's a German Shepherd. I don't know, like, how
dogs, to be fair. Yeah, when Shrek, you get excited, if you're listening, I need answers.
Yeah. So that one's a very solid question. Very solid.
It is. Yeah.
Like
love
a
it.
Poop.
So, you know what I'm saying? Alrighty. Next question. Did you poop today? No, I'm kidding.
Twice.
100%.
If you were going to start a cult, what would your premise be?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
So I said some outside, but I really, like I said earlier, I really like that that politician that ran in 2008. Or is it 8? No, what year was that? 14, right?
16.
16, jeez.
14 wasn't in the
Who
list.
Said, you know, the rent's too damn high.
Too damn high.
Yeah.
Yep, yes. That's the one.
But, like, what would my premise be? That's such a good question. I didn't really think it through. Like, I just said, like, you know.
Clouds, huh?
I said, yeah, clouds, huh? And people are like, yeah, what's up with the clouds? Like, people start to question it. And once you start questioning things, they're like, yeah, the clouds, though. I'm like, we can't trust the clouds. They're like, yeah, we can't.
Clouds aren't real?
Yeah. Clouds aren't real.
Dude, they're government drones.
Do something crazy 100%. Like that. Or like, what was the other one I said?
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, yeah. Like, they start to be like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. Because you just get one person to agree with you, then everyone's like, wait, hold up. Yeah, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then everyone's wearing t-shirts that just say, yeah.
With a question mark.
Oh.
Yeah.
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 You guys.
Yeah. All right, y'all, cult? Your cult premise.
Did I answer this one last time?
No, she just came up with this one recently.
Yeah.
Okay.
This one isn't an old
one. I asked it at work.
I don't know. I've been reading a lot of Kierkegaard recently. Nerdy. I get it. I have no life. Despair? But that's what came to my mind first.
A lot of people would get behind despair.
Yeah. I feel like you could really rope some people in with just talking about despair a lot. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be something better. I don't feel like that's what I would base a cult off of, because that's not what like I want to focus on. But I really feel like it'd be a winner. Like, as far as if I'm going for, like, you know,
to get some followers.
Power, if I'm going for followers, I would go for despair. Though I don't know. Maybe just flip it on its head. Just answers. Just be like,
it would just be answers. They're like, what answers? Are the questions? He's like, answers. They're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Just 42. Just 42, guys. Just answer.
Eric,
to the...
what would your cult premise be?
I'm really struggling. I don't know. Maybe like. I really don't want to be in a cult.
No, you would be starting it.
You're the leader.
Okay, so I don't have to be all like
free love
idiot
and stuff.
Following a cult. You're
you would be the one that started it.
That's better, I guess.
It can be anything you want. Not like what cult would trick you into it, but what cult would you start?
Would I start to watch people follow blindly into my trappings?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's mine.
No. Yours was, yeah?
Yeah.
His is, yeah.
Oh, his is more like a
it's like,
hippie.
It's like co-cults. Like, y'all can be like, yeah?
Oh, we're competing cults. Yeah.
And then you got the Kool-Aid man who's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Busting the wall down.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe just... kind of like a wilderness survival cult where we just kind of go off the grid and...
All right.
Off the grid. Right. That is
but not like
100%. Huh? 100% yep, cult. Off the grid.
Yeah, go off the grid.
He nailed it the most.
You're like, separate from your family and friends. Just completely isolate.
Bring them with you.
Yeah.
Eric's like, hey, bring them up.
Yeah. Bring
your family.
Something like that.
Family camping trip that never ends.
Yes. Yeah. Family camping trip with all your family. I like it.
We are all family.
Alrighty, are we ready for the next one?
That's it. Yes. He actually started in Colorado with those animals.
Alright, next question.
Yes.
What do you wish your phone could do that it can't?
These are such good questions.
But what would I wish it could do that it can't?
What do you wish your phone could do that it can't?
Oh, put me to sleep.
I'm going to need to clarify.
Well, because I tried it recently. Like, I was up till 3 a.m. and I had to wake up for work, like, at 8. Oof. And then I was like, let me download one of those, like, meditation, like, sleeping apps.
Been there.
And it kept me up. Like, the noise, I don't know why. It didn't put me to sleep. It kept me up for an hour.
So you just
longer.
Wanted to, like, hit you over the head and just be like, you're out for a couple hours?
Maybe a rear naked choke. Oh, no. All I have to do is apply, like, what, 3-5 seconds of pressure and you're out for a while? Yeah.
Jeez.
Okay. A good neck. A good nap. Or what else, you know? Maybe, like, a catheter.
What?
Oh, man. Y'all?
I mean, I thought I had a weird vibe as a roommate, cutting meats and drinking whiskey, and Andrew's just over here just, like,
cutting meats.
Rear naked choke.
The new band name I'm making. What's your band cutting meats like? That's the band right there.
The band.
That's the band cutting meats.
I wish my phone could cut meats.
Where she could cut meat. No. Like the multi-tool from New line. Girl. Like, yeah, it's called Relapse. Relapse? Relapse. Relapse. No, Relapse. Sorry.
Oh, man.
My brain speaks fluent TV.
Yeah, what was the question again?
What do you wish your phone could do that it can't?
Give me the answers or, like, Seriously. Things I'm seeking when I'm up at 3 a.m. scrolling on social media.
I mean, you can find them. You're just not looking hard enough.
Oh, thank you for putting further blame on me, Michaela. In my life, you're just like, hey, I see how you're scrolling on social media at 3 a.m. Also, you're not doing it right. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, underlying in that question, part the second half of that question is so that you can remind us, for? Actually, your phone could do a lot of crap. What can it not do that you want?
It can't put you to sleep. If anything, if you look it at, keeps at, you up at a the lot deep more. Of the night, like the... Like the
oh, yeah.
The
it, light, it
keeps
yeah.
you more awake, yeah.
She's
yeah.
a lot of things. I was like, feed me, but it totally can. You can get
oh, yeah.
Grubhub.
It can I totally have like 15 feed you. Like, restaurant apps on that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
was going to say... Put you sleep, it actually should be able to do that.
Should be. That's if you look at
find
it,
all the answers.
find all the answers? Wow.
It can't kill you. Like, those phones that explode. Like, they
yeah, it that's true. It could put you to sleep.
Eric's just over there finding all his answers. Yeah. All right.
He's like, maybe... I got the LaDate app. We're good. Right. We're good. Right.
Can it water my plants, though?
It can
remind you,
right?
But that's
yeah.
it. So... Hmm. Watering the plants could be
it. Turns on the lights for us already.
Ooh,
and it true. Can't, like, feed you. Like, it's not going to make you a meal.
Yeah. So maybe I'll stick with that. I'd like it to feed me. Like, when I'm hungry, just...
You know, like, in Back to the Future where they have, like, the little packets they put in the microwave and it becomes food?
Yes.
Like, if you just do that with your phone?
Back to the Future or Spy Kids?
That's also
Spy, Spy Kids!
Yeah, because they do that in Back to the Future where, like, they make, like... Pizza Hut pizzas with that.
Yeah.
But they also didn't spike as I remember now.
Well.
I saw a meme about, like, how did all these A-list actors get into Spy Kids? Like, why were they doing this? So, like, did they...
Just for fun.
It's when they started.
Yeah, George Clooney,
yeah.
Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Spy, like, all these folks yeah. are just chilling in this Spy Kids
Dude,
movie.
Dude, just giant TV head, man.
Man.
The thumbs? What are they? No,
the thumbs.
The thumbkins! Thumbkins!
Yeah, thumbs.
That's what they are.
Thumbkins. I swiped right on the thumbkins
dude.
The other day.
You did. I didn't see that. Remember you sent me that photo.
Okay, that's next question. Are we good?
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If your childhood had a smell, what would it be?
Oh, there's...
I feel like you got a good one,
got
Eric.
It.
Just funny questions.
There
really
are
crazy,
two that
so
smells that remind me of being young. That are also very addictive as an adult, that are not great, but they are pretty amazing. You ever walk into a post office?
Ooh.
The smell of a post office, like, weirdly, it smells
yeah.
weirdly good.
Mm.
Like,
yeah.
I remember I used to go to the post office as a kid, and I just got super excited to, like, just smell the post office. And then the second one is when my parents were filling up gas. Smell of gasoline.
Yeah.
Got me as a kid.
Yeah.
I feel like that was one of mine, too. Yeah.
Gas- like, as a kid, it was fine, but now I'm like, big sad. Because I have to pay for it.
Yeah. $40
for like,
oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. But yeah, gasoline and the post office were just huge for me as a kid.
Okay.
Or maybe like if you ever like, I don't know, this is something we just did in the summertime. You'd go to like the ballpark, like baseball park early in the morning. So like it's cut grass cut from the day before, but it's also morning dew.
Yes.
So there's cut two combined.
Nice.
It's really weird.
That's
not weird at all.
Yeah.
What y'all got?
I've been thinking too much. I'm gonna say like five more.
I feel
y'all
like
y'all know when you went to a Pizza Hut to get your like you just,
ooh, Pizza
to redeem,
Hut after the game
to redeem your personal pan pizza
yes.
after like book fairs and stuff. The book fair.
Mm.
Y'all remember how a book fair smelled?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like last time I definitely mentioned like gasoline last time, or that was like something where I was like it's the smell of like responsibility. Like
gasoline is.
I don't know why. Mm. It just it's the smell of like adulthood that I remember from a kid. Also, definitely mentioned this last time. The smell of maple bacon. I hate it.
Oh, you hate it.
It made
I guess
me think
not better than real bacon. Yeah.
Right. It made me think forever that I hated bacon. It would give me like a headache. My dad loves maple bacon. Shout out to my dad. Love him. He's great. But like bad taste in bacon. You know.
I disagree.
he would cook it all the time. It did not have to smell like maple syrup, but it did, and it gave me a headache. Super random, I know, but
I dig it.
That is a smell of childhood. That and gasoline. Same smell.
You know, regular bacon, man, before Grandpa kicked it, always cooked that. He dead is what my point is.
Sorry. Ooh.
Sorry. He dead.
Eric, what's your childhood smell?
Yeah. I would probably say the hockey rink. Not a great smell, but my older brother played hockey, and then I played hockey, and then just spent a lot of time. It's very distinct, very...
You look like a
something
wing.
You get used to, but like not... Not the greatest. It's like a mix of sweat, but also like
sweat, blood,
like sweat, blood, and tears.
Soft pretzels
with a little clink.
Soft pretzels. Oh.
That's okay.
Sweat, real quick.
Soft, okay. Sweat and soft pretzels. A new scent coming to a Bath and Body Works near you.
All of it salt.
Shout out to.
Sounds like a bath.
What's the name of the skating?
No.
What? Yeah, I would say whenever I go to like this, I like what's the actual. It Jordan does have Valley. A smell to it, I feel.
Yeah.
Like when you walk in, like this, like the slush.
Rubber.
The ice.
Frozen foot sweat.
Ice makes no sense, but you feel like you can smell like them, like.
Yeah. Frozen foot sweat.
Frozen foot sweat.
The smell of the shaved ice, just like the crisp, cold smell, but also like rubber, because everything there is rubber.
And then the Zamboni guy gets on there. Oh,
Zamboni
cool
Zed! I love that man. Yeah.
Is he guy wearing like the Hawaiian shirt?
Thing? Yes!
Smell like
that was gonna be my Halloween costume! I was gonna get like a big old fridge box and everything, and then I had to work Halloween. Oh,
shoot.
Missed opportunities. Alright, next question I'm excited for.
Okay.
What are the top three social situations you try to avoid the most?
Top three?
Wow. Oh, man.
Just do a top one. We'll just do a top one. What is the number one social situation you try to avoid?
Michaela really out here trying to like ruin my reputation.
Situation where I try to avoid. What do I? What I have to think about what I've tried to avoid recently. What is yours, Michaela? You have one? Like you like the question? I feel like you had the answer.
I just think it's a good question. I really try to avoid elevators with just one other person. Because then I feel obligated to talk to them, but, like, I know that I'm not. But if there's, like, more than just me and them, then it's like, okay, none of us know each other. We don't need to talk.
Yeah.
Okay, avoid elevators with just one other stranger.
Yeah.
To clarify.
Yeah.
No, it's way worse if you kind of know the person. Because then you kind of have to talk to them, but you're like, oh, shit, we don't know anything about each other.
Oof.
Oh, my gosh, what's that? Social situation. I mean, most of the times if I feel awkward, I just leave.
So everything?
Obviously, I went to that club recently. I know it's still Corona. I'm sorry I went to the club. But I knew, I was like, oh, I'm not going to thrive here. I need to get the hell out. So I just left.
Which one?
Club Rodeo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was not there with you on that one.
Yeah. I was like, let me get out.
That'd be social a no for me.
Yeah. Oh, what else is there, man?
Do y'all have answers?
Being in a room with people you kind of like is also tough.
Oh, yeah.
So, what else, man? There's so many options.
Different question. Would you rather be in a room with people that you kind of like or people that you definitely do not like?
Oh, definitely do not like. I will take a hard answer on this one. At least I know what's going on. You know, at least I can pretend to be friendly with people I know I don't like. I can fake it a lot and just be nice to them and patient with them. But the level of awkwardness that happens in the level of people where I'm just like, I don't know if I like you or not, or I don't really know you.
Yeah.
That is very uncomfortable, and there's so much tiptoeing. At least with, like, people I know I don't like, I can either be really fake or really real and just either be like, I don't like you, you can get away from me, or I'm going to pretend that we buds and that I can get along with him. At least I know what's going on in a room of people I know I don't like. in a room of people where I don't know them, there's a level of awkwardness I can't handle.
Hmm. Fortunately for me, I think the last time I was in the situation, you were there.
Oh. I got you, boo-boo.
So, like, I don't know if I would prefer to be with the person I didn't like a lot or around people I kind of liked a little bit.
Because I've been there in both situations.
Yeah. Same person.
So, I've been there to buffer for you. Yeah. You're welcome. What can
I say?
It's been
a hot minute, you know.
Another Voldemort name.
You got any
thoughts?
You got any?
On either question, I'll give you a pass on one.
Well, it's
kind
of... Maybe it's kind of the same one. Because the first thing I was coming up with was... just like a few distant relatives at events that I just avoid.
Oh yeah,
that's
yeah.
Fair.
Because like they're very sweet and they like, but it's just the most superficial and weird like interactions.
And hey, how's your wife? Oh, she died.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so
it's like
happy
my,
for you. Sorry, I'm
my cousin's husband's parents that come to things.
Oh, husband's husband. It's a lot.
Yes.
So why like, are y'all even here? You're like fifth.
My cousin's husband's parents, friends, daughters.
And like, great people, but they're kind of awkward. So yeah, and I can't really think of many people that I really despise that much. I can't be around.
Alrighty.
So yeah, those outlying social interactions.
A few folks that I just dislike, so I have to be there because we have to work together.
Yeah.
You know, when you're getting paid for it, it's not
it
completely horrible.
It hurts more.
That's true, because there's the obligation to stay.
You're like, I need to make this bread, dude. I can't be with these people, but
bread.
I need to make this bread so badly.
Alrighty, next question.
Give it to me.
What do you judge people for that you probably shouldn't?
Oh. What do I judge people for that I probably shouldn't?
Yeah.
You're really putting out the bricks, man, every time.
I think they're good questions.
Oh, they're great questions. They're just really making
I'll go
us
back to
ourselves.
One of my pet peeves. I shouldn't judge people for that, but when you take I probably said this a lot already. When you stop completely to turn right, I'm judging you hard. Like, do you know how to drive? Why are you stop? There's not like
at a red light?
No. Like if you just need to turn right at all, like we're driving down the road, you stop completely to turn onto a side road.
At a red light, you have to.
You do.
I do.
I'm
gonna say if I know the area well,
judging me?
And like I see like there's no cars coming from this way, but I'm like, far back and there's a red light. I'm like yielding through it.
Yielding.
I'm going though. But people that just like completely stop to turn just right, annoys me so much. And I judge them. I'm like, okay. Also, people that are like, okay, this is another one that you judge people. Sorry, I'm just gonna talk about driving for a second. I guess. Are you good?
Just whacked my
okay.
Head.
You know, whenever you go down the highway and you're going 80, and all of a sudden someone passes you, and you're like, well, first of all, I'm going 10 over. So where are you going, huh?
Where are you going?
Where are you going, bro?
And then they slow down.
They slow down when they get in front of you? Yeah, it's the worst. They pull in front of you, and then they just hit the brakes. You're like, huh?
No.
What you doing? No, sometimes I, like, when someone's trying to pass me, because I'm a jerk, I keep speed with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, especially if it's, like, the road where it's, like, the dots are there, so like you can pass, but there's still oncoming traffic. I try to keep.
Oh, yeah,
I'm like, you gonna make that decision today. You gonna come with it,
especially
you're gonna go the full blow.
Especially if they're passing on the right.
Yeah, I'm like, if you gonna go to pass on the right, what are you doing?
I'm already
you
in going? The passing lane, and they're passing
going?
Me on the right.
It
makes me feel kind of self conscious, but then also like, nah, they're not gonna
don't
get
let
passed.
Them.
I once this girl, we were driving to St. Louis. It was a former friend. And then she was just driving in the right lane the whole time. And I looked over at the people in the back seat. I'm like, what the hell is she doing? Like, she's going 60 in the passing lane. And they're like, she's just let her drive. I'm like, nah, someone needs to talk to her, bro. Like, someone needs to talk to this girl.
Yeah.
Because she's pissing everybody off in the driving lanes.
So far, all of your things, I agree that you should judge them.
Yeah, you should judge them.
I don't know
those
the answer.
I said
no
that you
sense.
Probably shouldn't.
Oh, probably
shouldn't.
Probably
okay.
Shouldn't also judge people for,
you
man.
Probably shouldn't judge them for.
People that, you know, no. What should I not judge people for, man?
Can you restate the full question?
What is something that you judge people for that you probably shouldn't?
People that get a full 8 hours of sleep.
Okay. Oh yeah,
that's true.
I'm like, what they doing, huh? Why aren't they getting any problems in life? Taking a full eight.
Yeah. How they doing well?
How they doing well?
People who cope in life without coffee or some form of like caffeine or other stimulant
that
keeps them going. This is related to the like getting plenty of sleep. Who in their adult life gets enough sleep? Like, no one.
It's facts.
If I didn't have coffee, I would not be a functioning person. And I don't know that I trust any human being who's just like, yeah, I do this on my own energy. I wake up and I feel great in the morning. Nah, they're from the devil. I don't trust them.
Oh, I got no. I mean, we keep cutting Eric. So here's my thing. I work in a bank, right? And I judge people for this. People that come to the bank daily, I don't get it.
Daily?
Why am I seeing you almost every day?
They miss you.
I'm like, they're like, I need to. I'm like, withdraw it all in one day, and then don't come back for the next five. But they come back every day to just do $20. And that's just a pet peeve personally, you know, because I work at the bank. So I'm like, why do I have to do you every day, Steve?
That's weird.
Shout out, Steve.
Shoot name. Shoot name to Steve. Ashley.
What you got, Eric?
You always cash your checks, Ashley. No kidding.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, at my cousin. All right.
She comes by every now. Like, too long.
She'll hear this. Don't worry.
Eric's like, when the kids always ask me the most repetitive question, he's like...
I mean, I definitely judge people more than I should.
But, amen.
But,
my nickname is Executioner, so I'm the judge.
Dang.
JJE.
I'm so bad at coming up with answers, honestly.
I'm judging them right now.
Yeah.
He hiding.
No. In fact, there's... I have weird pet peeves with people that I think I should be able to come up with.
I feel like you're really bugged by people who are way too enthusiastic about something that you've been into for a really long time.
I thought I was just going to stop.
Way too enthusiastic. And I was like, you're bugging people who are way too enthusiastic. We should quit now. Turn it off.
I'm just thinking, I'm a little too enthusiastic.
Just like new things that I used to be. Or like, things where you're just like, you're like,
try to over explain to you and be super excited about it whenever you've been into it for years and they act like you know nothing.
You're just like, yeah, duh.
You know what? That's a good thing to be annoyed by. It's new to me.
that's justifiable.
Someone tries to explain something that you already know.
Okay, like, well, yeah, you have to answer this question first then, if you're gonna not do that one. What is the silliest fear you have?
Silliest fear?
For example, mine is sneezing while driving.
That is silly.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you.
You want to sneeze while you drive? I do have the one. I mean, I was like, I know you're supposed to answer, but to make sure that there's no dead air.
Please.
Which is carry the spot on the radio whenever there's no sound. People are like, what's happening for the next 5 minutes?
All
right. I'm going to use the one that's on my Hinge. Also, if you want to find me on Hinge, Tinder, or Bumble, Catholic Match, or Zusk, I don't really use the other two, but if you're on there and you want to say, what's up, I'm there. It's a silly fear. It's an irrational fear, is what I call it. I wrote it on my Hinge, and it says, getting pimples from other people's sweat.
Yes.
The idea of I'm playing a sport and somebody gets their sweat inside of my pores, and that pimple's not mine... creeps me out.
That is pretty gross.
That's nasty.
Is it silly? Maybe. Is it irrational? Yes.
Is it also
really I don't disgusting? Get people sweat on me so often. It was more of a problem I had whenever I was playing basketball like every day as a teenager. That used to frighten me. Just like you're playing shirts for every time they'd be like shirts and skins. I'm like, everyone's wearing shirts. Just remember who's on your team. Don't take off your shirt. You keep your shirt on. You keep your shirt on. Me, shirts, two shirts. I'm wearing three shirts mostly. But I just wore it was awesome. I'm like, I'm wearing five shirts, two pairs of pants. We're playing this game. So yeah, that's my irrational, silly fear. Sneezing while driving.
I know it's silly. It just scares me.
No, it's like, you know, like, because, like, sometimes it's not like a simple sneeze. It could be like one of those powerful ones that, like, make your arms.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I don't normal sneeze. Like, no. There's a reason I don't sneeze around people.
You don't never heard sneeze. Never heard you sneeze.
You know what? Hey, holy shit, dude. 5 years, I don't think I've ever heard you sneeze, bro.
No, you ain't.
You should try it.
Maybe you should try giving me an answer.
Dang. Answering questions.
That's a fear.
Answering questions is your silly fear. Answering my podcast questions is a silly fear. Okay.
I guess not. I don't know. That's close enough.
This is where I'm at about those enthusiastic people. They're asking you questions, and you're just like, I don't want to do this right now.
You know, it depends on what kind of questions, man.
My questions are good questions.
No, I just meant, like, if somebody's like, so what are you going to do for the next 5 years? You're like, what? Hey,
sorry,
what
I think
are
I...
you doing? And then they give you an answer. You're that's like, okay, what the hell is wrong with you? No, I'm kidding.
Why,
are you giving
why do you have that plan?
I tell people what's on 5-year plan, man. Nothing's gone right for me in a year, so how am I going to make that 5 years longer? Dude, nothing goes right for me in a year, bro.
In my interview, my boss asked me, what's your 5-year plan?
Yeah.
And I just looked him in the eye, and I'm like, I have no idea. Who knows what they're going to do in 5 years? And he's like, that is the correct answer. Yeah. And I'm like,
no,
you're good, like, all right. Good, because that's my answer.
Like, what's your 5-year plan? I'm like, well, I'm not trying to wake up for the next 2 days. So if that helps you and know anything about me, you going to try a different one? You going to go to the next question?
I don't know. Are we good?
Yeah, I feel like we're good, you know? He answered questions.
All right. You don't need to apologize.
It's okay.
All right.
Oh, which reminds me, at one point, you know, we still got to take the photo, but I need everyone to write their name and, like, a little picture on the board.
Perfect.
Got it.
Okay. We write a picture. Okay.
If you could know the truth behind every conspiracy, but you would instantly die if you hinted that you knew the truth, would you want to know?
What? Are you serious? Oh my gosh. You know I'm a gossip, bro. I could not do that.
Yeah, we know.
They're like, hey, Kennedy. And I'm like, oh, you talking about Kennedy? You talking about Kennedy? Bah! I'm like, oh. They're like, what do you think about that moon landing? Oh, you talking about the moon landing? You talking about the moon? You talking about the big cheese in the sky? They're like, oh my gosh, you're going to die tonight.
I would like to know their quickest answer I've given.
You would like to know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I could get away with not hinting at, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to know.
Wouldn't want to know because you don't think you
can. It's too pressure. It's too much pressure.
Definitely not. Not because I'm like a gossip. I think I keep secrets pretty well. But like, also, it just like, yeah, no, I would tell. Like, not on purpose. Like, I would accidentally just be like saying some other story. And then I'd be like, oh, also, the moon landing. And I'd die. Yeah, I'd be.
People are like, oh, man, we're trying to order some pizza. And I'm like, Pizzagate? They're like, oh, God. I'm sure what the fuck, dude. Like, every time, man, you're just going to talk about everything? I'm like,
all right. Oh, gosh, you got to talk about pizza. So, going on with that.
Oh, you're going to ask me more conspiracy questions? No.
What event would you like to know the whole and complete truth about? Oh. There are no consequences with knowing this. Just what event would you like to know the whole and complete truth about?
Oh my gosh. Oh man. What would I want to know about, bro?
What event?
You know what? I mean, like, to be fair, I tapped you like, hey, guess what, bro? So this one, the first that came to mind. You know how they say Hitler killed himself in that bunker, but there's also like people saying they saw Hitler in South America.
Did he?
They never saw his body, bro.
That's the event. Where's you want to know,
bro?
I mean, he probably did now.
That's one of them.
I guess
that's
the where's
one.
He at?
I don't know if that's the right one though, man. There's so many. There's so many. I love conspiracies every now and then.
Yeah,
they're fun. They're fun to think about. Is that made up a few?
Does it have to be like a conspiracy?
No, just what event would you like to know the whole and complete truth about?
The whole
about?
And complete truth. Like, if you guys want to know about the years between like 12 and 33 for Jesus, go for it.
I mean, exactly.
You know about that?
100%.
You got that
whole
thing down.
I was like, I want to know about like...
I want to know about puberty, pimples and stuff, man. I want to know what's
just
going
the, just the like crucifixion and resurrection of Christ.
He wants to be there.
Like, I want to know the complete and whole truth.
That was my answer, too.
I do. Got him!
I'm going to give you theirs.
Just, I mean, if Christ rose from the dead, it's all real. Like, all of it follows. If he rose from the dead, and, like, I believe it, I have faith in it, but, like, to have assurance in that would be just amazing.
I want to be there for the Joseph Smith killing, too. He's I don't know if I whispered that loud enough. I got so into it, I was like, bro, the Joseph Smith murder was sick, son. like Jack the Ripper's killings, bro.
Okay.
Like, because the police station burned down that they had the stuff in. Well, it didn't burn down. It got bombed like during the air raids.
Right.
I'm just saying. Oh, so many things, bro.
It is no longer
there. Like, they don't know who it was, who was doing it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Bro, we're talking about some real stuff now. You're talking... You're bringing the questions, Michaela.
I know.
Love that question.
Okay, so... Let's see which one I want to do next. Who is the most impressive famous person alive today, and why?
Betty White.
That's, why?
I don't need an explanation.
No, you do. It's part of the question. I said, who is the most impressive famous person alive today, and why? So you do need an explanation.
I need an explanation.
I mean... Why, Betty? I feel like that's the answer I was supposed to give. I don't know. That's actually my answer. Just really awesome. She's still alive. Good job, Betty White, surviving Corona. I don't know.
Shout out.
I just felt like that was the answer I was supposed to give.
Shout out to Betty White. If you're listening, I love you.
I don't know who actually.
Shout out. Rest in peace, B. Arthur. Just because.
B.
Who should I go with? There's so many people. There's only like three people I wanted to meet in my lifetime.
They almost got taken out within the same 2 months, didn't they?
Yeah, two of them. I had a third person just now. But there's two people I wanted to meet in my lifetime. Both of them almost died in the same year. Well, one of them died in that year. So, who's the most impressive person, though, currently?
Yeah, who you got?
Famous person? I want to go with my boy...
I mean, not famous as me, obviously.
Right. You're too impressive. The fact that you keep going every day is just so impressive.
I know.
I'm gonna give it to my boy Donald Glover.
Okay.
Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Actor, writer. Have you ever seen Atlanta? I talked about it once on this podcast. I think it's one of the most amazing shows.
Hashtag ad.
His latest album that came out almost a year ago today, really great. He sees things on a different level. You know what I mean? Whenever I started wanting to, like, write, I was like, if I could get at Donald Glover's level, that'd be pretty cool. So, he's a stand-up comedian, too. Like,
oh, wow.
It's just crazy what this guy's able to do.
Stand-up comedian, rapper, actor.
Yeah. Amazing. Like, Donald Glover is really putting it out there. He left Community, one of the most successful shows of his time, just because he wanted to do something that was his.
Yep.
That's like what a guy. That's crazy. Like, you know, if you're on something that like makes money, like, all right, we got this. But then he was like, nah, this isn't enough for me.
This ain't
I need
it.
To figure out what makes me tick. And I'm like, damn, that's impressive.
It's not as hard, so I think I have some answers. I'm pretty impressed by Elon Musk, honestly.
Shout out to Elon.
Okay.
Facts.
But why?
Also, why? Because he's really. Change the way people think about a lot of things as far as the progression of civilization and while it seems to make sense and he doesn't take like total personal pride in everything. He does it for the sake of, you know, the whole human race. People are just totally stealing his ideas left and right, but he's okay with it because he knows it's gonna be it's gonna be better in the long run.
He talks fun too.
Yeah, he's kind of. I have. I watched.
It's like he has
like,
too much going on up here. Like whenever he's like, he needs to put it out. He's like, I just don't know how to like verbalize it too well.
Yeah,
because so much is going on. Yeah,
total word vomit.
I've only watched a few things, but he gave like the commencement speech at some college, and it was just very unorthodox speech style of just kind of like, just shouting out a lot of things.
Yeah.
But yeah, so either him or Pope Benedict.
There you go.
Jesus. Why?
Kicking it. Because he's been very impressive with his...
it's just part of the question. You can't get out of that.
Theological form.
On the Elon Musk thing, you like whenever he threw the rock at that window and it broke? That's the funniest thing.
Did he throw a rock at the glass house?
He's like on this car he made, ugliest car I've ever seen. He said, glass is unshatterable. Threw a rock at it, immediately shatters.
No way.
The funniest thing. He was like, well,
just kidding.
They're like, Elon, try the back window. Throws it, immediately shatters. He was like, we did this in practice like 40 minutes. Did not break at all.
Really?
Immediately breaks as soon as they throw it at it in front of like a live audience. And he was like, what?
Somebody switched the cars. What's his kid's name? Conspiracy theory.
Again?
I don't know.
It's like X, like hyphen, like.
Didn't he put a number in there?
Yeah, it's like Xylo.
Oh, yeah.
It's the craziest name.
Really?
Yeah.
Algebraic formula of, like, whatever math.
I love it.
Rocket crap. Yeah.
That's weird.
I feel like I would have said Benedict the 16th also. Can I cheat and say Jesus? I mean, he's alive, right? Jesus?
In our souls?
No, sure. Just, he's alive. I mean, risen from the dead.
You already gave an answer.
Oh, thanks. You didn't count it, because I didn't give it a reason.
Okay, fine. Come up with three more. Homework.
Oh, no! Why are you doing this to me? All right. No, I see.
You had an attitude
first. You're right. I've given an answer. Thank you.
All right. So, for the next one, what used to be considered trashy, but is now considered classy?
Box wine. No,
I mean, you're right, though.
Wine from a can.
There are a lot of like old white folks that are like
box wine,
feeling real superior because of their box wine in their kitchen.
Yeah.
What is trashy?
Trailer park. What used to be trashy and is now classy.
No one ever thinks that a trailer park's classy. No offense to if you live in a trailer. I lived in one for like 8 years. I'm just telling my audience that.
Unfinished ceilings, for sure.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Like, people like, yeah, think that, anything like renovation wise, like, oh, yeah, like you see, like, this part of the house, like, anything that, like, just looks like it's half made, you're like,
yeah, now it's a thing.
It's open floor plans?
Yeah.
Because it was like, it's just one room. Yeah. And like, they're like, no, I'm fancy. I have all of these walls and all of these different rooms. But now, like...
Yeah, just open floor plans.
Open floor plans.
So spacious.
Used to be not the vibe.
Christmas lights up all year round. Man, that's fun. So many things that are just trashy. I feel like trashy is more fun anyway.
I mean, what popped into my mind immediately was like just actually historically true was lobster. Used to be just lobster like trashy. A peasant's food. Mm. That people would just go pick up on the beach and
like a crawdad.
Quickly became like a delicacy, and so lobster is now like a really fancy meal. It used to just be 100% peasant food. Random history fact. Nice. Not as interesting as the other answers, but that's what came to mind first.
Knowledge is power.
There you go.
Alrighty. What is... What? Sorry, I said knowledge is power. He gave us a fun fact.
Just the way you said it was awesome. Like, oh, yeah. Because
I didn't know. Okay. Whatever. What is something most people do very easily, but you find really difficult?
Answering podcast questions.
Yeah. Yes. Eric wins the
it's
night.
It's not
with
a question
answer.
For me.
People find easy.
Most people do easily, but you find difficult.
This is something I learned working with people my whole life, just interacting with customers. Okay. No, people probably struggle with that all the time. It's hard to talk to people when they want something from you. That's why relationships are tough.
I like the consistency.
And
yours was answering podcast questions?
I think so.
People find
there's
easy,
other things,
man.
Though.
You know what? This isn't on the same vein, but something that happened to me recently that really just grinded my gears. So, you know, I bought this longboard, right?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm just doing it. I'm having a great time.
Oh, no.
I'm like, my brother was like, I didn't seem that hard. I'm like, first of all, asshole. I'm struggling at it, you know? I got a great bounce. I take it to his house. He steps on it for 1 second. Guy's a hold of it. I'm like, you are the worst. Natural. This guy's kind of a natural, so I'm like, you're the worst. You just jumped on my longboard, went down the street without just all the ease in the world. That just reminded me of that. not that longboarding is easy, but just the fact that he picked it up in like a few seconds, I'm like, ew, trash bag. There's a reason we don't hang out in public anymore. Not really, we do. What else, man? Somebody.
What's your answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Uh huh.
Yep.
That's not an answer. Try again.
That
worked for the cult question, not for this one.
Thank you.
Oh, it worked because it was Andrew. But okay.
No, he also said yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like, true. Yeah. True, 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 true.
Yeah.
Eric's a pure yeah guy.
You know,
give me two more, and then I'll end.
What are other people good
two
at?
Two more. Oh, there's so many options. Sorry, go ahead.
The question is like, what are people good at that makes me furious?
What do most people find easy that you find difficult?
Waking up in the morning and doing what they need to do. Mm. Just finding a will to do the things you need to get done.
Shout out to Wills.
Finding the ability to get done the things that they need to do throughout the day. That's a depressing answer.
Can I bargain? Yeah.
You want three more?
Yeah.
I'm good at life. I'm adulting well. I
Shout
promise.
Out to adults and the fact that they just keep doing it, you know?
Yep.
I like saying vague
things. They just keep doing stuff.
Shout out to babies for
existing.
Know,
existing. That's
they
cool.
lift their head up every day. Wow, it's amazing.
Gotta keep
Sometimes
your
they
head
don't,
up.
You know?
Oh. All right.
She got three more, and then you guys can definitely do whatever you want.
Okay.
So in the end, Michaela actually had two other questions, but unfortunately I found out that when you record from your phone, it cuts off after an hour. I found that out about 30 minutes after the fact, so we missed the final two questions, but I don't remember what the second to last one is, but the last question was, hey, what did you guys enjoy most about rooming in this house together? And we all said, I think it was a mixture of, we all have our own bathrooms and that the location was good. Because screw the people you live with, you know what I mean? As long as everyone pays rent. Just kidding. But hey, that's how it went. And that's how it remained to be until the day the third roommate moved to Oregon or something like that. He's on the west, living to the fullest. And the other two are still behind. And along with that, their socials. I don't believe either of them have socials anymore. I think Eric is on Instagram, but Jacob's gone. He decided to get out of his socials. I don't need you whore. That's what he said. That's how he talks. So that's it. If you want to know anything about me or Michaela, just listen to the past episodes that where we give away all of our information. We're on the tinges, the hinges, and the bumblers. So that is Life of Loser Presents. I am Andrew Edward, your host, always reminding you that hey, maybe it's not that bad being a loser. And until next time, there's no thing after that. Why'd I keep going? I'm so sorry. No, maybe it's not that bad to be a loser. Bye, friends.